Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. This is the Recruiting Scoop, our Friday look at what just happened and what's ahead in the world of recruiting. Always a busy time with that. Make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel. We'll have a lot more, not just today, but over the weekend and, of course, throughout spring football practice. And if you have not done so already, head to InsideTexas.com, sign up, get 4 months for just $1. We go over some details here on the YouTube channel, but we dive deep in depth over on InsideTexas.com. We've got football, recruiting, basketball portal, baseball updates, all the different stuff going on in the Longhorn world. And of course, there's a Final Four game tonight as well we'll be talking about. So make sure you head to InsideTexas.com. $1 for 4 months. That should get you here on April 4th, go all the way to August 4th. That should get you to the start of training camp, and we know that once you see everything we have to offer in those 4 months, you're not going to want to skip out. Today, we will talk about a few different prospects, one who just literally made his way to campus, a few more who are considering visits or are visiting later in the spring, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Texas running back recruiting picture. But first, we got to talk about the guy who made his way to the 40 acres. A little bit of a change in schedule as far as practice goes. We anticipated this would be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday week. Turns out the Longhorns held a scrimmage last night. We'll talk about that a little bit more over on Inside Texas and on Inside the Program a little bit later today. But there was one player who was there, and maybe one of the most important players in the class was in attendance, and that is Mansfield Lake Ridge's Felix Ojo.
So Felix Ojo, who is very known in the class of 2026 from Texas fans, one of the top offensive linemen in the country, probably the best tackle in the state. Him and John Turntime battle for that regard every day, 1A and 1B. Look, Texas is just in a great spot for Ojo. He was supposed to come today. He was supposed to make it today. He actually tweeted out last week that he would come on the 3rd, which was yesterday. Then he changed it to the 4th, which was today. And then he shows up yesterday. And so what I gather is that he just couldn't wait. He just couldn't wait to get there, guys. Look, I really do. I think that, you know, we mentioned this last week, and I think we were being kind of silly, but there might be some truth to it. The prospects that got to see practice last week really ruined it for the rest of the recruits, because these guys have all been asking about what practice was like, because we got all these gushing reports about how much fun these guys had. And so I think Ojo had a little bit of fear of missing out. And so he decided to get there a little bit early to be able to watch a scrimmage. Ultimately, this is going to come down to Texas, Ohio State, and Michigan. And I think it's Texas versus the field in a lot of regards. Ohio State and Michigan are still going to battle. They're still pushing. They're going to get him on campus for an official visit. But Texas is the lead dog in this recruitment. And I think it just goes to show they have been prioritizing this guy since last year. They've built a great relationship. He loves Kyle Flood. And he loves something that I've noticed from a lot of recruits recently. They mentioned how Texas doesn't they don't pester you. They don't push you. They don't pressure you. They just present it to you. They just get to know you. They build a relationship, and they kind of let it go organically. And it's something that Sark's been able to do really well in recruiting the last few, you know, since he's been in Austin. It's a style that's a little different than the others, and it works. And so I think with Ojo, it really resonates. He loves everything that Texas is doing. He sees that left tackle line is essentially a factory, that it's going to lead you right to the NFL. And so, yeah, he wanted to get there a little bit early. He got to hang out with the crew. He's supposed to be out there for most of today and then leave this afternoon. And our Charlie Williams is going to catch up with him as soon as he can.
You know, when you're looking at the national offensive tackle rankings, the big three at this point are Jackson Cantwell from Missouri, Manuel Iheanacho from Baltimore area, and then Ojo. And every network has Cantwell pretty close to the top of the list. Every network has Iheanacho pretty close to the top of the list. Three of the four have Ojo close to the top, not just at offensive tackle, but in overall prospects. And I think when one of those networks, not on three, sees the light of day, they're going to figure out that he should be highly ranked as well. He's not a top 20 offensive tackle. He is a top two, maybe top three offensive tackle.
If you had a starter kit, if you're creating a player, an offensive tackle on NCAA 25, Felix Ojo is who you create. 6'7", 200, almost 300 pounds of just beautiful, moldable clay. He's perhaps the best prospect in the state. But you're right, Joe. This is one of the best in the country, bar none. And Texas has been tremendous in this recruitment.
We'll keep going, and we'll be able to talk about a prospect on the skill side of things, still on offense, committed to LSU, but still making his way to the 40 acres today, and that is Jabari Mack. We have figured out that he will be on the 40 acres since starting this video. And, Justin, this is big to get an LSU on campus, LSU commit on campus so quickly after he pledged to the Tigers.
Yeah, and so, you know, it feels like it's spring. It really does feel like it's spring when LSU grabs a five-star, a high four-star receiver. Like, it just feels that way. It feels right. And look, Jabari Mack in Texas, they continue to talk. There was not a big surprise that he committed to LSU kind of out of the blue. We thought he was going to wait a little bit longer, but he's still going to take visits. He's still kind of acting like he wants to be recruited. And the biggest takeaway from that is he's going to be in Austin today. He's going to hang him and his family are going to hang out with Chris Jackson, the Texas wide receiver coach. They're going to, you know, spend some time together. I think Mack is going to be headed to the OT7 tournament in Dallas on Saturday. And so Jackson and the Texas staff get a whole day with him. And here's the key. Texas does, like I said, they don't care that he's committed already. If anything, it just helps them narrow the target. They understand that pulling kids out of Louisiana is a tough task anyway. They know that. But they like Jabari. And Jabari and Jackson have built a really good relationship. And so, hey, he might have gotten his spot early when he jumped on that train with LSU with Tristan Keyes. That might have been his part of his plan. Either way, he's supposed to be on campus twice, as a matter of fact. He'll be there today. Then he's supposed to come back on April 26th for the Fan Fest. He'll get to hang out with Dia Bell, quarterback, five-star commit for Texas and that sort. And so, you know, it's going to be nice that he's on campus today, you know, obviously. But it's one of those things where Texas is playing the long game. They're not pressuring. They're not pushing. And this gives them a chance to get closer to the family, to do a little bit of one-on-one time. Maybe he can sit in on meetings, hang out with some of the players. At the end of the day, it's business as usual. Texas sees that LSU gets a big commit, one of their targets. They're going to continue to recruit him. They really like Jabari. They've got a handful of out-of-state guys that has really caught their eye, in addition to Aaron Gregory, Caden Dixon Wyatt. Jabari Mack's on that list, and he'll be back on campus this morning.
It's always been very interesting to track some of the big-time elite commits LSU gets in the spring, like you mentioned. There was one very notable one last year that Texas was involved in until about July 4th, obviously Bryce Underwood. So there's some different things going on with LSU commits in the spring.
I thought you were going to be talking about DeCorian Moore.
I am. I meant like Bryce Underwood and
because I know how much of a fan of Bryce Underwood you are. For you Texas fans, Joe Cook is a closet Bryce Underwood. His Twitter is like a Stan account.
I'm very honest about my affinity for Bryce Underwood. It'll be interesting it's going to be fun to watch him handle a Brent Venables defense. But we'll get back to the Texas side of things in just a second. But before we do, a word from Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
Next up, and something that you wrote about over on InsideTexas.com, and again, 4 months for just $1, is the running back situation. And looking at it right now, they're one of the top in-state targets for the Longhorns for a long time. Javion Osborne does not have Texas in his top two, looking like it's going to be either Notre Dame or Michigan. You actually entered a prediction for the Fighting Irish to pick up Osborne, much like what he's seeing out of Jeremiah Love. That means Texas and Chad Scott has to look a little bit around the state and around the country for their running back options. There's one guy in state where they have a very, very good chance and very, very good odds, but there's still some recruitments that they just have to go win from good positions for around the Southeast and around the nation.
Yeah, most of that post was about 2026 running backs. I also added a 2027 because I think it's noteworthy that Texas and him are trending tremendously, and we'll get to him. But notably, it's the top guy right now is KJ Edwards, 4-star. I believe he's number 3 in the On3 industry rankings, tailback out of Carthage. KJ's their guy. They love him. They spoke to KJ 4 times within the first week of Chad Scott getting the job. They wanted to establish a relationship with him and his family. Scott took over that recruitment, quickly. And it really turned. It was already kind of lean in Texas, but now I'd be shocked if it wasn't Texas. KJ's actually going to be on campus next Saturday. Inside Texas will be there to cover it. Can't wait to see him and his family. You got KJ Edwards at the top of it. Xavier Crowell, we talked a lot about him because he was on campus last weekend. He'd been there before a couple times back last season. This time he came in for 2 days, and he spent time with Scott and the players. And my biggest takeaway from Crowell was as much time as he spent with Trey Wisner. And we do this a lot. We always ask, what players are you hanging out with? Who's your host in an official visit setting type deal? What players are – dude, Trey Wisner, if you've got a list of guys that you want to be, a steward for your program, Trey Wisner's at the top. That's a great, great recruiting tool. And Crowell really connected with him. He loved his message. He loved everything that he saw in practice. He really enjoyed it. Again, I keep saying this, it's going to be tough to pull him out of Jackson, Alabama. Crimson Tide feel good. Auburn feels good. They're both going to get the 2 last official visits in the weekend of June, whereas Texas gets that first weekend, June 6th through the 8th. Amari Latimer is still on the board, guys. Texas is still talking to the Tyrone Georgia Sandy Creek tailback, big boy. I think they want one of those big style guys, big frame guys, kind of like a Jarrett Gibson in a sense, in this class to maybe pair with a KJ Edwards. So they're still talking to Amari Latimer as well. The Javion Osborne recruitment kind of went in an entirely different direction. If Deshard Choice was the coach today, he's probably committing to Texas, but that changed. He's headed up to the Motor City to coach those kiddies. And so, Osborne, the funny thing with Osborne is he is really, I actually caught up with him and his dad yesterday for a while. And that they loved Texas. They absolutely love Texas. But it just looks like sometimes there's a pivot in recruitments, and it's a shift, and it happens every cycle. And the Osbornes they're not holding their head down. Look, Notre Dame has brought it when it comes to that recruitment, and I tip my cap to the Fighting Irish. They have proven how much they want Javion Osborne, and I think J.O. deserves that. And I love that for him. But, yeah, Texas got – those are the 3 main ones that I think they're zeroing in. And they want to get 2 in this cycle. I wouldn't be surprised if a few other names pop up later on. Everyone always asks about Derek Cooper, the 5-star tailback out of Florida. There's really no contact or relationship there. Not to say something couldn't be, created. And also another tailback I just want Texas fans to remember his name, Elijah Kimball. He is from Buffalo, New York, and Buffalo is probably the last place in the world I'm going to go for a tailback. But watch the tape. This kid is special. Chad Scott identified this kid in 8th grade while he was coaching at West Virginia, built up the relationship with him. And it's not just Texas. Ohio State, Alabama, Michigan. There are Notre Dame. There are some big schools that like this cat. And so I wanted Texas fans to just remember that name, Elijah Kimball, because I love where Texas stands right now for that 2027 target. Running back recruiting picked up where it left off. Deshard Choice was doing a tremendous job. Chad Scott says, All right, I got it now. And I'll say this. The last few years when Sark hired new coaches, it took them a little while to get going in recruiting. Chris Jackson and Kenny Baker come to mind. Chad Scott hit that thing running. And so that transition was quick, fast, and damn near seamless. And so give the Texas staff and Coach Scott a ton of credit. They're in a tremendous position with KJ Edwards. They are pushing well with Xavier Crowell. They are hanging around with Amari Latimer. Don't be surprised if another name pops up. But running back recruiting is status quo on the 40.
Have you ever been to Lake Erie?
No. No. I've never been to New York.
I've never been to that part.
I'd love to go. You know, my son's never gone, and he obviously, and so he's been asking me about it. So we've been talking about that.
Maybe a little trip to Niagara Falls is in order for Texas recruiting. So
I want to show him where Jim proposed to Pam.
No, he got married.
Oh, that's where they got married. That's right.
Yeah, they got married on the boat. They knocked on the captain's door.
That's right. That's right. Let me show where Jim and Pam got married.
Yeah, yeah. And then Dwight kicked somebody's face, right? So. Anyway, back to defensive line.
So-and-so. And she...
That's enough of a sidetrack. We'll get back to defensive line recruiting and talking about a new target, a new target that has popped up for the Longhorns. You put it on Inside Texas yesterday afternoon, I believe, that I may butcher this name. Kendall Guerville from Fort Myers, Florida, will be taking an official visit to Texas in June. Let me see if I can get his rankings a little bit better. His highlight tape is extremely short, so not going to bring it up on the screen. But as you can tell, number 130 overall prospect, number 11 defensive lineman, number 17 player in Florida in the On3 industry ranking. Some other services think a little bit higher of him. And this is just Kenny Baker going around the country trying to find some more big humans to restock a pipeline that's now fully his responsibility.
I've never been to Lake Erie, but I've never been to Fort Myers, Florida either. And so, but here's the thing to understand about Kendall. Like, he has really good tape. This guy has a really good motor. I like what this guy can bring. The thing here is it's going to be tough to pull him out of the state. Apparently Florida State, Florida and Miami have some pretty good claws in there. And that should be the way it is, you know, cycle to cycle. Florida should be able to hold these people in and be able to hang on. Guerville's another one that Texas, I think they have, 9 defensive linemen set in for official visits now, or maybe 8. And that's a position they're focusing on in this cycle. They want to get at least 4 guys. They've got to restock that cupboard. We saw them do that somewhat last cycle. They're going to have to do it even more in 2026. And Guerville's a guy that you want to comp. He's kind of like Myron Charles. He might be a little bit taller. Maybe not as mean. Myron was kind of a little more scrappy. But this is what those Florida recruits do, man. These guys are just dogs. And Guerville's one of those guys. He gets into the trenches, and it's not a battle you want for 4 quarters. Texas has been recruiting him, but they haven't really pushed a lot. They've just been maintaining the relationship here. And so him setting that OV, he's also got Miami. He's also got, I believe, Florida State. I want to say Tennessee, maybe on May 30th on June 1st. You have to check out the recruiting humidor because that we're going to have the latest on Guerville there. But at the end of the day, like I said, Texas wants 4 defensive linemen in this cycle, and in-state isn't as strong as you would like. In 2027, it's going to get a little bit better. But for this cycle, it's Jamie and Winfield and the rest of the guys. And so I think that's a kid that Texas – when it comes to D linemen, they're just simmering. They're letting these guys marinate, I really feel like, because they don't really start pushing until later in the cycle who really are their priorities, because they want to know how important Texas is to these out-of-state kids. The in-state guys are different. When you go out-of-state, you got to check some boxes. Guerville's doing that so far, and so I think Texas is being kind of sneaky in this recruitment. He doesn't do a lot of stuff on social media. He's kind of a quiet kid. And to me, that kind of resonates what Sark wants in a player in this culture.
I'm glad you mentioned Winfield. Committed to USC, but definitely not a guy that Texas is going to back off from. And then after that, you look around the country for the best big boys to play on the defensive line. That search is going to play out throughout the spring. So if you want to know the latest details on that search, Kenny Baker, from Pete Butkowski, from everybody on the Longhorn staff, head to InsideTexas.com. Join today. You can get 4 months for just $1. All the recruiting intel. This is 4 months of recruiting season. It comes nonstop. So head there. We got basketball portal stuff. We've got baseball coverage and, of course, coverage of football spring practices and then in the offseason as well. So head to InsideTexas.com. 4 months for just $1. Get you all the way to preseason training camp, and you're going to want to stick around as well.
Joe Cook, we got a game tonight.
We do have a game tonight. We do have the Texas Longhorns, Vic Schaefer's Horns, playing in the first Final Four in over 20 years. Can they go split the season series with South Carolina? It's going to be tough.
That might be your national championship. That could, since Juju went down, those could be your two best teams in college basketball.
I don't know, man. It's there's a level of stratification in women's college basketball that's just not simply seen in the men's. And the elite teams, they all rest up here, and then there's everybody else. And all four of these teams are elite. So it should be a lot of fun to watch. And
tip your cap to Coach Schaefer and that bunch. They've done it right. He is such a fun guy to watch. And if you talk to coaches around the state, they absolutely love listening to him talk.
I do too. So
how you doing? Yeah.
Make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. Of course, head to InsideTexas.com. And thank you for watching the Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.